Stále trváte na tom, že chcete dostat trest smrti?
Když mě popraví, můj čin bude mít větší cenu.
Vážení, prosím, abyste přijali tento list jako dokument. Po 13 let vyrůstám v pořádech takzvané dobré rodiny.
The Czech film I, Olga Hepnarová, which opened the prestigious panorama section at this year's Berlinale, has now premiered in London as part of the Made in Prague Festival and is being offered in the UK by the global video on demand website Mubi. The film, which tells the story of a mass murderer in the former Czechoslovakia, is also being shown on the big screen. And Czech Radio's correspondent in London, Jiří Hošek, attended the launch. He spoke to Mubi brand director Amy Basil, and he began by asking about what was planned for the film by the company.
So, I mean, it will be available to our whole membership base. We have 100,000 subscribers globally, so we're just going to be releasing it in the UK in this instance. For the cinema release, it'll be released next Friday, the 18th of November. It's got, you know, a fairly limited release, given the, you know, the film landscape. It's very challenging for films, for foreign language films, for independent films. But that's really why we are interested in this idea of theatrical distribution, because we want to try and bring these films that otherwise would only really ever stay on the festival circuit. We want to be able to bring them to audiences in the cinema on the big screen, even if that's in a small way. It's really important to us because, you know, obviously having the digital platform, it means that it's accessible to everyone in the country, no matter where they are. If they're not in a big city, it means that they have access to this type of programming that would normally just be for people that are in London or people that are fortunate enough to go to Berlin or Cannes or Toronto. And so we really want to try to address that. And so we're very, very proud to be releasing I, Olga, and to be bringing this type of cinema to an audience, because we really think it needs to be seen.
If we go back to like 1960s and 1970s, in this golden era of Czechoslovak cinema, this kind of Czechoslovak school of cinema was a notion. Do you think Czech movies nowadays still have some sort of identity, a DNA? Because I think it's kind of a little bit disappearing. Nowadays you can talk about Taiwan cinema, you can talk about Iranian cinema, but Czech cinema, does it still strike a chord?
I think that what's interesting about cinema today, especially national cinemas, but really just cinema in general, is that it is accessible to everyone, and you can be interested in Czech cinema or Taiwanese cinema or, you know, a subgenre of cinema. And I think that wealth of choice and that endless exploration is really exciting for audiences, and it's meant that there's a really passionate and engaged audience out there that wants to have access to those cinemas and those genres and that work. The industry at large, the birth of online, has really challenged that. That's where we really see ourselves coming in, which is to say, okay, there's all of these different national cinemas. There was this movement in the 60s and the 70s in Czech cinema, and now we've got this new voice in Czech cinema, and how do we connect all of those things, and how do we bring that to the audience? Because it's very overwhelming. There's a lot of work out there, and you really need someone, that's a friendly, trusted person that can kind of take you by the hand and lead you through all of that work. And I think that that's really the service that we see ourselves providing. That's what our programmers are there for, is to cut away all of that noise and bring those gems out, really.
If directors in the Czech Republic or Poland work with historical issues that are linked to World War II or, of course, the dark era of communism, sometime when the movie is shown in the West, there are certain knowledge gaps. In case of I, Olga, do you think that British viewers will get the main message? They will not be kind of lost in certain reality of 1970s, deep communist Czechoslovakia?
I think that with the case of I, Olga and the story that it tells, it's a really unknown story. It's not something that was widely known in the West, I would say, in this country.
Not even in my country. So.
Yeah, so it's a very amazing, fascinating corner of history, and a very a fascinating story to tell. I think that's a very rich experience for them to understand that. And I think that when we've been talking to people about the film in the process over the last couple of months, and everyone's been kind of so fascinated about this idea of, yeah, who is this woman and how did I not hear this story before and what's that like? And I think people are very curious, and I think that that's why we see so many people here tonight, is because I think those corners of history are really, really fascinating for people. And it's amazing that, you know, a film like this could get made and shed a little corner of light on that piece.
And that was Amy Basil, brand director for the global website Mubi, making films of all kinds available to broader audiences. Now, regarding the story, Olga Hepnarova, with a history of psychiatric problems, killed 8 people with a truck in Prague in 1973, for which she was convicted and sentenced to death by hanging 2 years later. And she was the last woman executed in Czechoslovakia. And Czech Radio's Jiří Hošek also spoke to the Polish actress Michalina Olszanska, who played the lead in the film, a difficult role, no doubt. In her view, the Czech film tradition, which he asked about, remains strong, in no small part thanks to Prague's respected Film Academy.
And especially, for example, the FAMU school in Czech Republic, it's still considered as one of the best for directors. And it's not going to change, in my opinion. And yeah, of course, we're more interested maybe now in like exotic films, because just it's exotic. But I think we have a great tradition of our like middle European movies.
And how was it for you, for a Polish actress, to work with Czech colleagues and Czech staff? Tomáš Weiner told me that it was a bit of intention to create certain gaps, certain tension. So was there a sort of tension between you, or was it just you felt like being at home and working with Polish guys?
Actually, I love to. It's not just like flattering or something. I love to work with Czech people because they're so open-minded, so cheerful. I love it. It's totally different to what we have in Poland. And actually, I made another movie this summer in Czech Republic, and I hope to work there as much as possible. So yeah, we will see. But no, I don't think that we are, I don't know, like, it wasn't a problem for me. I mean, I loved it. It was a chance to taste another culture, which is so close, actually, but still another. It was a great job, really, so professional, so extremely professional. I love that.
If Polish or Czech directors work on some topics that are linked to the era of Nazism or communism, there is always a danger if you show the film in the West. Do you think there are places in the movie where maybe they will just lose some of the message that the movie is sending?
I don't think so. I hope not, because in my humble opinion, the movie is not political like at all, because it's just that that's what we wanted to avoid, to, you know, to connect her deed to the era, like, man, because there is no point. Actually, she was just a girl, like we all are, and we wanted to make the movie so universal, to, you know, to make modern girls, but not only, like, also men, to sympathize with her and to feel that she's like us. Now we have the, you know, the next wave of these terrorists and so on, and we just judged them that those are, you know, just terrorists. But when I played Olga, I had to find this piece of human in her that makes me like to help me to look differently at people, especially those people who are doing such things, like, you know, those attacks, because Olga, she wasn't a terrorist, but she did what she did.